Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. There's always a variety of topics on the letter page of the evening news. Some on very topical local issues, some political and some quite random. We hope we have chosen a few this week that you'll find interesting. In our first letter, Robert Lodes of Fakenham has written, "It's disappointing to read that the UEA has dropped the study of Chaucer and Shakespeare, amongst others, from their curriculum in what they are calling decolonising and not being centred on privileged white males. Finally, Chaucer did not live in a time of privilege. He lived in a time when the main English population was suppressed under the rule of Edward III. Shakespeare, too, did not live at a time of empire. During the reign of Elizabeth I, the country was fighting for its very survival. Our first empire came a little later, during the reign of James I, or 6th of Scotland. However, even if Chaucer and Shakespeare's work was written at a time of white privilege, does that devalue that work? That is the only question a university should ask. What value can you find in the work? Am I not a man? If you cut, do I not bleed? Do those words have less value because they are written by a poet or a peasant? I'm not against other authors being added to the list. My list would include A Walk Across the Sun by Corbin Addison, a chilling story about slavery in the modern world. However, as Corbin Addison is a successful young white American lawyer, I doubt the UEA would even consider his work."
A similar line is taken by Michael Duncombe of Norwich, who says, "I am an admirer of the U3A creative writing course. It is now world famous. I was rather surprised to learn that William Shakespeare, among other great English writers, won't feature in the new curriculum. He was, of course, white, male, and privileged. Today's students justifiably perhaps want a broader canvas. But to be a serious writer, you surely can't ignore Mr. Shakespeare. I wonder if the question was asked of, say, Kazuo Ishiguro, Ayobami Adebayo, or Deepa Anapara, all graduates of the course, what their answers would be."
There is still real debate about the spread of residential development and the Western Link for the NDR. Joe Jones of Norwich responds to the confidence evidently shown by an earlier letter writer. In response to Tim East, his absolute faith that NCC, the Environmental Agency and Natural England, will never sanction any new infill housing in the Wensum Valley is to be admired. I wish I had his confidence, but I'm afraid I'm too cynical to believe this. With the passage of time, it would not surprise me in the least if housing applications do slip through the net, regardless of how precious the Wensum Valley is.
With a reference to the continuing pedestrianisation plans of the council, Tony Gray of Norwich wonders where it will lead. "I am just wondering what is going to happen to my fine city of Norwich that I was born in. My great-grandfather had a four-wheeled horse-drawn cab from the same place as the taxis are at the Guildhall. I hear the taxi rank is to be moved onto St. Peter's Street, so what will happen on Remembrance Day and for other civic ceremonies? With the one-way streets and many pedestrianised streets and lanes, there will be no traffic. If the city is hard to get to, then people will stay away. The city will become a ghost town.
Finally, Guy Oram of Broome wonders where all the butterflies have gone. I wonder if other people have noticed a shortage of butterflies so far this summer. I hope that less verge cutting will help, as some of these lovely insects need long grass to feed on as caterpillars and to winter in.